100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. And it's at one a day until the day I die.com. And it's the weekly challenge where I post a topic. You come up with the story. You may have heard of it. It's a pick two topic this week. German in the darkness, vehicle, halfway cute, color coded, and pan. It's it's a good one. By the way, so sometimes people take a break and they take a break and they're gone. And sometimes after a long, sad yearning, they come back. So welcome back, Jay Radimus. And go back in the archives at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to check out his other stories. But we've got a new one from him in this batch. So welcome back. And Tom is back. And Serendipity's back. And Lizzie's back. And Richard's back. And Norval Joe is back. And it's like no one ever left. The door is always open unless... somehow I meet my demise, and then there will probably be crime scene tape over it. Enough of such happy thoughts. Let's get on with the show, and I will see you at the end. Okay?
Greetings, my friends. This is Jay Radimus, back from, I don't know, it's been a while. But with this week's topics, I couldn't help but participate. Specifically, the very first two in the list actually evoked a memory of a story from my own family's history. So on the topic of pick two, specifically German and In the Darkness, this is a story from my family's history, my grandfather and his experience, one of his experiences in World War II. Summer 1944, rural France. Sergeant Wilfred Green's squad was encamped on a farm for the night, taking advantage of the relative security and comfort to rest from their patrols for German soldiers scattered by the Allies' D-Day invasion. As his men slept, Sergeant Green stood watch from the hayloft of the barn. While scanning the dark French countryside, he felt a voice shout in a whisper above him, "Get down!" He immediately obeyed, ducking to the floor. The next instant, a rocket flew through the window he had been watching from, his life spared. So much for a quiet night. Thanks for listening. Have fun.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The priest stared at a silent room packed with anxious people. Suddenly, a truck arrived. Three men, heavily armed, entered the room. Halfway through the aisle, one of them raised his gun and fired a totally unnecessary warning shot. The crowd remained in silence. "Everybody out." They stood up and walked quietly. "Where are you taking them?" asked the priest. "None of your business." When the crowd got to the truck, the three men had disappeared. The priest drove the vehicle down a ravine a few miles away. They had bought some time to run, and now they had guns. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called Darkness, Darkness, Be My Pillow. In the darkness, I follow the color-coded floor, red as good as blue, a memory of things past, deeply stored flashes from childhood, set in stone by the horror of the moment, cold and hard. So here I was again, letting my feet lead and my brain accept that choice. In the end, The end is just being left with a single choice, neither bad or good, just what it is. Still in the black, I wonder, are my last steps pressing against blue, or are they coursing over red? When the white returns, I see it was actually neither. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Pariah Podcast. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 697 with a Pick 2 Challenge. So here's my story. Bilbert and Linoli Amanda bobbed and shifted in a way that was similar to what was considered dancing. As the song ended, the DJ said, "Don't go anywhere. Here's a slow song for you cute couples." Before he could move, Linoli Amanda had Bilbert in a bear hug. Resigned to enjoy himself, he put his hands on her back and swayed in rhythm to the music. Halfway through the song, someone shut off the power. Standing in the darkness with his arms around Linoli Amanda, Bilbert wondered if he could keep dancing, even though the music had stopped when the lights went down. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
With a sputter, the vehicle died, coasting to a gentle stop. The headlamp dimmed and flickered before fading completely. A desolate road, a lonely forest, a broken-down car, and four teenagers rapidly succumbing to abject fear. And, in the darkness, shuffling footsteps steadily coming closer. My footsteps. My hunched silhouette. A disturbing figure, in the middle of nowhere, trudging along the road at midnight, holding a full can of fuel. In different circumstances, in daylight, I might be a welcome sight, a guardian angel, a savior. But tonight, in this place, in the darkness, what do you think?
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story for this week's Pick 2. It's called Pick 1, and I've picked color-coded and cute. Why is it that bomb makers can't seem to resist using color-coded wiring in their devices? Is there some sort of anarchist's bomb manual that gives step-by-step instructions in making your own explosives? Or do they do it simply because it's easier to identify which wires to disconnect if they accidentally activate the timer? Perhaps they're just being cute, deliberately not using red for live and yellow for control, simply to wind up those faced with the almost impossible decision which wire to cut. If it was up to me, I just use the same colours throughout. Job done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Franklin worked in municipal services as a street cleaner. Until the robots came, that is. Drones took over garbage collection, pothole repairs, and road cleaning. Service Union 9 called for protests, and Franklin went out, attacking robots with baseball bats. Sweeper Unit 482 Blue had a scratched proximity sensor, and instead of detecting Franklin's son Ray and stopping, it ran the boy over. The city showed Franklin the tape from the onboard security camera, seeing his own face repeatedly slamming a robot with a bat. Digitally faked, but still enough to get him to settle out of court for much, much less.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the Pick 2 topic. The stories are 100 words long, and I really hope you enjoyed. It's a thing. Our long-time lost but now back Jay Radimus had a cool thing. Let me look at this up here. It's good that you're back. It's good that everyone comes back, and I appreciate everything that people write in the stories through email, and sometimes there are little notes, and I read them all. I don't always respond. I'm lazy that way, but it's nice to hear. And still doing this after what, 13, 14? 35 years, I don't know, but still doing it. The next topic is furrow, so I'll go ahead and let you all ponder that for a while, and I need to record the stories for the week to get them in the queue, probably record them for a few weeks. I'm getting some dental work done, and so I should probably record some things in advance. And I might use the midget or something to cover. We'll see. But thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.